Liverpool have signed Alexis McAllister, it's Neil Atkinson, Josh Sexton and Harry Pryor. We've spoken to everyone, we've done everything, we've talked about the footballer in numerous different ways, but Liverpool, Harry, ultimately it's the first signing, the ones they need. They've got themselves a bit of a bargain. I'm excited about it. I mean, my favourite video isn't one that we did or anyone else did. It was the one that they did with Adam Lallana. When Adam Lallana went, you've got no idea how good this lad is. And if it's good enough for Adam Lallana, it's good enough for me.
It is good enough for us if it's good enough for Adam Lallana. The one thing that I really like that everyone we've spoken to is that he's just really sound. He's just a really good person. And even when you don't even come onto the footballing terms and how good he's going to be on the football pitch, everyone just seems to think he's really nice. I think that is someone we can all get behind. The first signing through the door, and I'm really excited about it. The price point is incredible. I can't believe we've got a World Cup winner. I know we have to refer to him officially as Alexis McAllister, the World Cup winner, for this price. And he's someone I think that's just got so much potential. And at 24 years old, someone that I think can come in really early in the pre-season, work with Klopp, work with the players around him, develop, hit the ground running next season. And what is there not to be excited about?
He's a young 24 in terms of the miles on the clock as well, Josh. And simultaneously, he's not missed, well, one or two games. I was about to say any, but it's only one or two games through injury in two seasons. All this, I think, bodes really well for Liverpool. It was interesting, Lallana also talks about him as being stronger than you might think as well, because obviously he doesn't look the most physically imposing, but this is a footballer to be excited about.
100%, yeah, he fits the age profile, like you say, and I think that the injury thing can sometimes be a bit of a fallacy in terms of, you know, Liverpool have signed a number of players who didn't previously have injury problems before they came to Liverpool, and then suddenly developed these injury problems because of how intense Liverpool's system is. But I think the one thing I'd say on that with McAllister is that Brighton play a really intense system as well. Brighton are a team who cover a lot of distance, who do a lot of running. So the idea that we're getting somebody in who is, you know, had a few years of that under his belt now, is used to that, is used to doing it, you know, on a regular basis in games at the top level, in terms of, you know, as Harry has said, winning the World Cup and those kinds of things. It all bodes really well for Liverpool, and it's one I'm dead excited about, and dead excited about the fact that we've got it done really early. That feels like a not an insignificant thing for Liverpool to have done this summer.
I'll say again, I'll come back to you, Josh. The other thing is the miles on the clock point. You know, he has a couple of funny experiences. I think when he first gets here, he doesn't get that many starts. It's a COVID-influenced season for Brighton. He's got only 60 appearances back in his homeland before moving to Brighton. And now a little bit more, because he also gets a bit of a run for Boca Juniors as well in there. He's now here, and he has had these two seasons where he's played, you know, a really solid number of games. I think to me it's a nice curve. Neil Jones just casually said on our free show, Liverpool like them to have 170 senior appearances behind them in all comps, including international football. According to Wikipedia, he's got 229. He's about as close to that, therefore, as you can plausibly get. And I just think that he's coming in at the right time to go massive, which is ironic given the fact that A, it's a massive move to a massive club at this time, and B, last season he won a World Cup.